Thank you, Madam Speaker. Well, if we want to hear it from a dinosaur, we just heard one then. And if we want to hear from a blast from the past, well, that's the Labor Party and the Green Party in this bill, because this is communism. This is their sense of saying that everyone's equal, everybody's the same. They'd have everybody in this room sitting at the same level if they had half a chance, because they say there's no difference between someone if they start off working or if they've been working 30 years. There's no difference. There's no difference between the person in the front row and the back row. There's no difference in somebody that's leading a party and somebody that's sitting at the back. Well, there is a difference. There is a difference in everything we do in our society. We have a hierarchical society. It is based on success and it is based on positioning. And you have got to get a start. And this bill is hurting those people that need to get a start. And if you want to go back to the past and talk about communism and dinosaurs and blasts in the past, look at the Labor Party, look at the Green Party, because that's what they're doing in this piece of legislation. This is not helping the people that need assistance. The young people that will make this country strong are not being helped by this legislation. All you're doing in this legislation is making sure they won't get that first chance. They will not get a start. They will not get the chance to go out there and prove themselves, to develop those skills and to make a go of themselves. We have one of the highest rates of youth unemployment, and especially Maori youth unemployment. And is this bill going to help that? Forget it. If you're an employer and you've got a choice between somebody that's had 20 years of life maturity and somebody that's just coming into the workplace and you have to pay them $12 an hour each, who are you going to choose? I'd like to see the Labor Party go out there and pay all their staff and all the people that have ever worked for them in any capacity on the full rate. I bet you they don't. I bet you they have been rich enough to go out there and to take advantage of this legislation in the past. I bet you their funders have been rich enough to take advantage of this legislation in the past. It's good enough for them to use it. But they won't come in here and use the opposite, will they? They'll go and use that legislation and pay people at a minimum rate and then come in here and say that they're holier than thou and they'll pay everyone $12 an hour and see how the employers get on. Well, that's a recognition of a government that's out of touch with the people. And that's why they're polling at that rate. They've got no idea of what the employers want. They've got no idea of what the community wants. And they've got, more importantly, no idea of what young people want. Young people want a start. They want a future. That's why they're going to Australia. It's not the old people leaving and going to Australia. It's the young people that want a future. And they're going because they can see they can earn more and they get less taxes and there's economic growth. Economic growth, the thing that these guys have stymied. 4% economic growth in Australia today. What are we? Struggling to get 1%. That's the difference between our countries. And if you want to do something for young people, you put in policies that will get us up to that 4%. Keep us down at the 1% and you won't be able to pay the $12 minimum wage rate. There will never be an ability to pay that $12 for young people going into the workforce if we keep the growth at those low levels. This is not an argument about justice for young people, as the Green Party has tried to put it out. And even if it was, they got shafted in the Select Committee by the Labor Party. They went in there with a philosophy of this is better than anything else. This is what we want to do to have the equality of New Zealand and equality across the board, which is true Green policy, and that's fine. That's what they believe in. But they got slammed by the Labor Party. The Labor Party went in there and said no. In fact, the Labor Party didn't actually say no. The Labor Party did what they normally do. They took them right to the altar. They took the Greens right up there and said, we'll back you. We'll be there. We'll be the ones that go to bed with you. And what did they do? At the last minute, they said no. They said, no, we want 200 hours in there. They want 200 hours as a new entrance scheme. And what did that do? That meant those beautiful people from New Zealand First that have got no ability to change their mind had to come in behind. Because once the Labor Party does it, New Zealand First has to do it. And that's what's happened in this case. The Green Party went in there. They had the emotional intent. They had the pure ideology that they wanted to portray. But they got shafted by the big, bad Red Party. And the New Zealand players had to come in behind and back him up. That's the reality of what's happened in this piece of legislation. That's nothing about helping young people. That's not about the new generation of New Zealanders getting a chance. This shows politics at its worst. It shows an idea that has been transformed and been mutated by a government wishing to stay in power. A government that wants to put its spin on something but not actually change the rules. That's what's happened in this case. And the Green Party will walk out of this room, they'll try and have some face and hold their head high and say, we did this. But the reality is they know that this isn't what they really wanted. This is not what they went after in the first place. This is a Labor Party jaunt on top of what they tried. And they've got to stand up at some stage and say, we want to stand up for what we actually believe in, not what those guys tell us we have to believe in to get something through this Parliament. And that'll be an interesting day when that actually happens. When we look forward, we have to look at a tight labour market in the New Zealand economy. In any Western country, it is tough to get good staff out there. You will pay them what they deserve. And there is nothing about what New Zealand National Party is saying that is discriminatory. We are not saying this is a maximum rate. We are saying this is a minimum rate. There's a big difference. You can actually pay more than the minimum rate if you want to. You can actually go out there and say, I want this person. I think they're a good employee. I don't care what age they are. I'll pay them this rate. There's nothing discriminatory about that. If we said there was a maximum rate, fair enough. That is discriminatory. We are not doing that. We are giving a minimum rate. That is not discriminatory. That is the big difference I think these political parties need to look at. It's not about saying that one party is against youth or is against minimum rates or is against employees. It's not about that. This is a purely philosophical argument about a party that went out there and said this is what it believes in and a party that went and overrode them. And what we have said through the whole time is we are very constant in saying that we believe that employers have the ability to pay more than that rate. We see that employers can pick the right people and pay them the right rate. We don't see this as a debate about young people not getting paid for what their value is. This is a debate about how you actually send the signals out there. And our signals through our community are ones of hierarchy. No, our signals of hierarchy. We sit in a building that's based on hierarchy. Our questions are based on hierarchy. Our votes are based on the hierarchy that comes from an election every 3 years. And then we expect to go out there and have everyone live by different rules. You can't do that. There's only one way it goes. And that is through success, through building up from start. And that's what we're denying our young people. We're denying them that step through the door. How many people in this room have had to give to get where they've got? And I bet you they'd all say yes. David Cunliffe, the minister, actually said in the second reading, he had to give to the Labor Party to get into this building. And that's what it means when you're a young person starting out in a job. You have to give something to get the experience, to get that step in the door, to make a start. I bet you all those people gave something. They gave to the union. That's not a very good choice, but they gave something. And now they've moved up and they're sitting in those seats and they would have no idea what it's like to be an employer. They would have no idea what it's actually like there for those young people out there now that want to make a step. They want a chance. They want a dream. This legislation denies them that chance and that dream. It's a shame on the Labor and on the Green Party and on the New Zealand First Party for doing it in this way.